Hey guys, this is Miss Scott. This is chapter 14, Life According to Og the Frog, The Great Frog Debate, starting on page 132. The swamp is still cold, but I'm waking up. Everything looks different, and I don't see anyone I know. Where are Granny Grieflin and Uncle Chinwag? Where's my pal Jumpin' Jack? They must be sleeping somewhere. Isn't anyone awake? Then I hear them. We are the bullfrogs, defenders of the swamp. We are the bullfrogs, mightier than all. Bullfrogs reign. Bullfrogs rule. Rum, 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 rum. Help, they're surrounding me. Can't somebody get me out of here? I'm not sorry to wake up from that daydream. It was a little bit too real. Room 26 isn't as noisy as the swamp was in my dream. But there's tension in the air as the big tads prepare for the great frog debate. That's what we're calling it. I'm as worried as a bullfrog who's lost his voice. I'm as edgy as a duck stuck in the muck. What I'm trying to say is, I am nervous, and so are the big tads. Even Miss Brisbane seems a little anxious today. And Humphrey? He squeaks so much already, I'm afraid he's going to lose his squeak. Squeak, 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 squeak. I dive into the water side of my tank and try to float. Doze. B. It's not working today. Sai's nose is about 2 inches from a piece of paper she's been studying while Heidi is talking to herself. Gail's not giggling at all. And when AJ greets me with his usual, "Hi, Augie," his voice is much softer than usual. Garth cleans his glasses over and over. Mandy frowns. She looks over at me, but for once, I can't make her smile. I don't feel much like smiling either. Tabitha stares into space, looking glum. When I say, "Cheer up," she doesn't even glance my way. I look around my cozy tank with its clean pool of water, the lovely green moss, my rock. Miranda, Richie, and Seth all toss froggy fish sticks into my tank when Miss Brisbane isn't looking. I don't eat them all, because if I'm going back to the swamp, I have to be in lean shape for jumping. Besides, I'm really not hungry. After taking attendance, Miss Brisbane sends the tads off to gym first thing in the morning. I have no idea what they do there. But when they get back, she tells the class that instead of our regular subjects, we'll start with the debate. That's good, because I don't think my friends could think about anything else this morning. I know the last thing on my mind is math. If amphibians like me could sweat, I'd be sweating. The worst part is, I'm not even sure what my fate should be. When Miss Brisbane says, "Let the great frog debate begin," my fabulous leaping legs suddenly feel all wobbly. "Let us start with a speaker on the side of Og moving to Piney Woods," she says. A lot of hands go up. Even Heidi, who usually forgets to raise her hand, is waving hers in the air. Naturally, Miss Brisbane calls on her. Heidi has notes written on a piece of paper. She has a very determined look on her face, but her hands are shaking, and the paper is too. "It's not that I don't love Og, because I do," she begins. She glances over at my tank. "I truly do, Og. That's a very good beginning. But he was stolen from his home in Mackenzie's Marsh, and that might even be illegal," she says. "I checked, and it's not illegal here," Miss Brisbane interrupts. "Well, it should be," Heidi replies. "It's wrong to take a small, helpless creature from his family and friends, away from his environment." "Environment," Miss Brisbane corrects. I'm still thinking about the small, helpless creature part. Maybe the bullfrogs think of me that way, but I believe I am an extraordinary leaper, jumper, and helper to all green frogs. "If you were taken from your home, it would be called kidnapping," Heidi tells the class. I look at the faces of the other big tads, and they are very serious. I wish Og could go back to Mackenzie's Marsh, but since he might make his friend sick, he should go to Piney Woods, where he can be in his own environment, Heidi continues. But I see her lip quiver a bit, even though I'll really miss you, Og. She quickly sits down, and Miss Brisbane calls on someone who is keeping me in room 26.
I think Og is super cool, AJ bellows. I think he should stay here because he can teach us a lot. Would you like to tell us more about what Og can teach us? Our teacher asks. AJ hesitates. Like what amphibians are like and what it's like to be cold-blooded, and he's funny and he goes boing. He sits down quickly just like Heidi did. At Piney Woods, I think that I'd be fed, I'd get to be outdoors, and I'd have a bigger space to hop around. I wouldn't have any enemies, and lots of people would see how cool and green a frog can be. In room 26, I have no enemies. Everybody loves me. I can help the big tads and Miss Brisbane, and I have a new furry friend. Humphrey breaks my concentration with some alarming loud squeaks. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Thanks for your opinion, Humphrey, Miss Brisbane says. I think she's trying not to laugh. And so it goes. Garth rambles on about how animals should never be taken from the wild and why. But Og has already been taken from the wild, Miss Brisbane says. So now what? Garth mumbles. Piney Woods, and sits down. Miss Brisbane asks Tabitha. She stares down at her desk and doesn't say anything. I think I see tears in her eyes. Has she changed her mind? Gale is all for keeping me in room 26. Because he's cute and we love him and I can tell he likes it here. It's a short answer, but she's right. I do like room 26. I like the big tads and Miss Brisbane. I like my new clean tank and having a lot of variety of interesting things to eat. Despite the fact that I peed on her, Mandy thinks I should stay because I make her feel cheerier. That's nice, especially coming from her. Richie's speech is short and sweet. We took in Og as our classroom pet. We shouldn't get rid of him. That's just rude. Seth agrees. Og makes room 26 more fun, and he's good company for Humphrey. I think he's cool, too, Kirk says next. I want him to stay, but I wonder if that's selfish. Is he happy here? Would he be happier at Piney Woods? Kirk hesitates, and I feel a joke coming on. And why are frogs so happy? He asks. Because they eat whatever bugs them. All the big tads groan, and Miss Brisbane tells Kirk to sit down. Saya, Miss Brisbane says, I think you were in favor of returning Og to the swamp. Where do you stand on Piney Woods? Saya stands up and hesitates before she speaks. She doesn't have any notes. I just hope that whatever she says, she speaks loudly enough so we can hear her. Yes, Miss Brisbane. I agreed with Heidi that Og was stolen away from his home and his family and his friends. It seemed wrong to me because it wasn't his choice. Heidi gives Saya a thumbs up. Saya swallows hard and continues, but I have been thinking a lot about my life. I had a home in a different country. My family and friends were there. And then we moved here to a faraway place that was very different. We had to leave other family members and friends behind. All the big tads are very quiet. Even Kurt looks serious for once. Like Og, it wasn't my idea to move, Saya continues. My parents said we must leave. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. This was a strange place. But soon, I had new friends, and I liked this new country. I don't know when it happened, but after a while, this became home. I still think of my old home, but this is where I want to live now. It is my true home. Saya stops and looks towards my tank. And I can't help wondering if this is how it is for Og. Of course, he loved the swamp and his friends and family, but every day he seems more at home in room 26. He hops and leaps and makes us laugh, and his great loud boings remind me to speak up for myself. Boing, 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 I agree. Because this is the best speech I've ever heard. And I helped Saya, and I didn't even know it. The room has been very quiet, but there are a few nervous laughs when I chime in. Then Humphrey pipes up with a squeak, 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 and my friends are burst out laughing. All right, class, Miss Brisbane says with a smile. Let's say a finish. Thank you, Og, for helping me. I have changed my mind. I think he should stay. Saya sits down. I can tell she's glad to be finished. Thank you, Saya, I say. Boing, boing. You have helped me make up my mind. Because I know where my home really is. There is a great silence in the classroom. Even Humphrey is quiet. Suddenly, Tabitha jumps up. Og, help me too. This has been a strange place for me, but Og made me feel at home. I don't even know how he did it, but he made me feel like trying. I'm sorry I didn't say it sooner, but I really want him to stay. And I hope all my friends in room 26 agree. I agree, I tell her, and she smiles. Thank you for speaking up, Tabitha. Anyone else? Miss Brisbane looking around the room. Art? Once I kind of dozed off and Og woke me up before I got in trouble, Art says. Then he adds, sorry, Miss Brisbane. I'll pay more attention next time, she laughs. Og helped me too. I did, didn't I? I made her life easier by liking the mealworms, and I helped get Miss Brisbane's attention so she saw that paper Aldo was so worried about. It's true. I'm doing my part as a classroom pet. Now if I can only keep my job. Thanks to all of you who spoke, Miss Brisbane says. The lunch bell will ring at any moment. I want each of you to write your decision on one of these slips of paper. She walks around the room, handing them out. Boing, she didn't give me one, or Humphrey. Write Piney Woods, or room 26. Fold it and put it in the box by the door on your way out, Miss Brisbane continues. Do not put your name on it. This is a secret vote. I see my friends writing, but I can't tell what they're jotting down. The bell rings, and one by one, the big tads file out, each dropping a vote into the box. Thank you, Miss Brisbane tells them as they leave. I will count the votes when we get back from lunch. Some of the big tads groan. Can't you count them now? AJ asks. After lunch, Miss Brisbane says firmly. They all leave the room, and Humphrey quickly opens his cage door and just as quickly closes it again. I see why. Miss Brisbane has come back into the classroom. Now, where did I leave my lunch? She asks. I don't answer because I think she's talking to herself. Humphrey stares at her intently as she rummages through her handbag and then through another large bag she carries with her. I'd forget my head if it wasn't attached, she mumbled. I wouldn't like to see a headless teacher. Then she starts opening all the desk drawers and searches them. There's still no lunch, so she flings open the closest door and disappears from view. I can hear her muttering to herself. When she comes out, she says, I know I made my lunch this morning. And then I put it in, she suddenly stops. I put it in the car. Oh, and now I'll hardly have time to eat it. She rushes out again. Humphrey and I are all alone again. It's just us in that ballot box in room 26. I stare at the box, knowing my fate will be decided by the slips of paper inside. I'm feeling so jumpy. I hardly notice Humphrey open his cage door, skitter across the table. But as I realize, he's sliding down the table leg. I'm very nervous. Humphrey, don't go. You won't have time to get back to your cage, I tell him. He darts across the room. And what's that he has in his mouth? A tiny slip of paper. Come back, I shout, but Humphrey keeps going. The box sits on a stool. It's a lot lower than our table, but it's very tall for a small hamster to climb. So I'm amazed that Humphrey neatly climbs the rungs of the stool and with great effort pulls himself onto the top. Careful, Humphrey, I tell him. Then he stands on his tippy toes and hangs onto the rim of the box with one paw. He drops the box into the box with the others. He drops the paper into the box with the others. The box teeters a little and starts to tip. Watch out! I scream and give my danger warning. Scree! Humphrey quickly lets go and slides down to the top of the stool. Just as he slides down one leg, the bell rings. Lunchtime is over. Hurry, I shout. Scree! Scree! I can't help myself. He races across the room as fast as a jackrabbit, grabs the cord to the blinds and starts swinging. Hurry, Humphrey, I tell him. Please! The door opens and students stream into room 26. Just as Humphrey lands on the table and speeds towards his cage. My heart is pounding even faster than his footsteps as he runs into the cage and closes the door before anyone, except me, notices. You did it, I tell him, you did it. My neighbor weakly answers with a squeak.